everyone. Welcome to Girl Code.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the stew.
Welcome back to the stew. It is great to have you all here. I'm not sure why I'm talking like this. I can't stop.
Sometimes we just, like, in the intros, I swear, we just both, like, black out.
Nope. That's true.
And we don't even know what we say.
I kind of get freaked out when I start doing accents because of that one time.
When you couldn't get rid of it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all been there. Not really.
No, this actually was... This
my niche
to you. Super niche. One night we went out. We had a very big night. We were probably very young, like 19, I want to say 20, something around there. And something just came over me mid-session and I got a southern accent. It was like, hey, Maddie.
Stuck the whole night.
Want to go get a drink?
What happened the next? Didn't something happen?
No.
I have the worst memory.
We had a cryotherapy appointment the next day, super early, and we didn't really sleep, like, that much that night. Like, it was a big night, but we had to go to this cryotherapy appointment for God knows what reason.
I don't know.
Why did we do that?
I don't know.
And the accent, I could not, I'm telling you, I could not drop the accent. Like, she'd be like, oh, just hop over into that cryotherapy tank, and I'd be like, thank you, ma'am.
And that was funny.
Yeah.
That was so funny. She was probably so confused.
After a nap, it went away. I think I just had to reset the brain.
Yeah.
But it's like you can get addicted to an accent.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can't lose it.
So yeah.
But anyway, welcome. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Update. What have you been up to?
Not a lot, really. Nothing much, to be honest. I've been laying very low, which is nice. Just focusing on myself.
That's okay. Yeah. Snaps for focusing on yourself.
Yeah, I've just been chilling, going to the gym. Minding my business.
Putting my head down and grinding.
Yeah.
Having 4 a.m. cold showers and reading crypto at all. Oh. I don't know. I'm just thinking about
No, I have literally no updates. I was at the Hunter Valley for like a night last week, which was fun, but I've just been working and literally going to the gym. Like, I'm so boring right now. Don't even ask me what's going on.
No.
Nothing.
Sometimes you need to have a boring phase, you know, just like a little.
I think because I'm going to Europe soon as well. And we also have like fashion week next week. Like there's a lot of work stuff coming up. So the last 2 weeks, maybe even 3 weeks, I've been doing nothing. I've been hermit crab.
Do you know what? You can't be fun all the time. And when you're the fun friend, sometimes, you know, you need to take the pressure off yourself and just
reset.
Relax.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
You can't be available to party all the time.
No. And normally I am.
Yeah,
normally
you are.
Someone would text me and I'd be like, I will come out. Thank you.
No.
But no, I haven't been doing that, which is weird for me. But it's kind of nice. I'm actually having a great old time.
You've got to recharge the batteries before you can let loose in Europe.
You need to fill up your own cup. Sorry.
Shut the fuck up, honestly, to both of us right now.
Literally, like, 2 weekends in, we're like, wow, we are so motivational. Okay, so that's me, nothing. What about you? What's
new? Do you know what?
You have some fun things.
Oh, I'm going to cut the shit. I have done nothing interesting. I've also been, you know,
Laying low.
Filling up my own cup, ordering a fuck ton of Uber Eats. If you want to know what the flavor of the week was, birria tacos.
What?
Yeah.
Can you say that again?
Birria tacos?
Birria.
So they're like those tacos that are soft shell, but like cooked in juice. So they're like soggy soft shell, and then you dunk them in the juice cups. Have you seen those? You know, they dunk them in the slop.
I thought they were the dumplings.
No, that's soup dumplings. I also did try soup dumplings on the weekend.
They're good?
Yeah, really good.
Those ones in the little things?
The little, like, steamed ones. But birria tacos, I found this place. They do vegetarian dunking sauce because usually it's, like,
meat sauce.
Beef.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Wow. Okay.
That's the flavor of the week.
Yum.
That's all. Yeah, I have no interesting updates from my weekend. But I will tell you some things that are happening moving forward.
It's very exciting.
Why did I just speak like I was – corporate Caitlin just came out. That was weird.
Moving forward.
As per my last updates, so I'd like to introduce you all to my dog, who's not here right now, but she will be.
Oh, I wish she was. I wish you could just, like, hold her up right now.
She would just, like, raise from a podium like right here.
Moment. Mm-hmm.
The breeder we found, it's like this little mom and she's got kids and it's just so cute. So we found her and like I really wanted to use her. Like I knew that she was the, I don't know, facilitator of my puppy. Like, well, 'cause she's not the mom. I don't know.
The giver.
She's just like a young, like, it just gave off good vibes. Like it wasn't giving like bad vibes. No, like mom with kids, like loves Cocker Spaniels. So I was like, perfect. Anyway, so I found her. I was obsessed. And then we've been waiting since December, hence, you know, all the updates that have led to nothing. We found out she was pregnant, the dog mum. They were born and we chose a boy pup, a little golden boy Cocker Spaniel, but sadly he did not make it to 2 weeks, which was really sad. So, yeah, then we got his sister. It's such a weird thing. I'm like, it was so sad that he died, but it wasn't like my dog, but like I did, like it kind of was, but it never was. So I don't like,
it was an emotional roller coaster.
I don't really know how to like speak on it and like not sound insensitive because I'm like,
it wasn't technically ever your dog.
Yeah. But it was sad.
But I do think the way that it's worked out, like this girl is supposed to be yours.
There's so many weird connections.
Oh my God. It's actually really, should we tell the connections?
I don't want to say the name yet until we have her here because I don't want to give you the name and like you can't see her face.
Yeah, true. We'll
have a full reveal. But the name is weirdly connected to Maddie and I didn't even know.
Kaylin came and told me, we were just sitting down and I was like, have you found a name? And she's like, I'm going to call it this. And I was like, what?
Yeah. You're like, are you joking? I was like, no.
Yeah. So weird. It's birth date.
Oh, and she was born on the 23rd like us.
Both of us are born on the 23rd.
And so in the picture, so the one that we originally chose, he had a blue collar on because the reason we wanted a boy was because we just thought of a boy name. That was the basis of it. Mm-hmm. There was no like weird gender thing. Like it was just, we had this name. Anywho, and the girl that we ended up with, she had the pink collar. And I was like, that's the color of my hair. And my Delulu picking like signs out of. Probably. My favorite word right now is Delulu. It's like delusional, but it's like, she's just a bit Delulu.
That's cute.
I know. I like that. Yeah, but it's also, I don't know, I just feel really connected to her.
Yes.
And I've been getting pup dates. She just opened her eyes like a few days ago. She's just the cutest little thing ever. And I get to pick her up on June 18th. So that's
when. That is going to be the most exciting day. Oh my gosh.
Feels like forever away, but I'm hoping, yeah, it is quite a while away.
A month and a half away
until she's in my arms and in the stew.
And then you're going to have a dog. Like, that's going to be so crazy.
Cannot wait. Send me your recommendations if you have like dog training recs.
Oh yeah.
You know, cute accessory recommendations, anything.
Doggy beds.
You know, yeah, send me your recs.
Preferably pink for the studio.
Oh yeah, she can have a pink studio bed and then she'll need to have like a beige bed for the house.
Yeah.
My final announcement.
This is a big one.
I almost want to take my hat off, but I don't want there to be any physical evidence of my hat hair on the internet.
This is a very exciting one.
Something really dramatic is happening to me.
Tomorrow, life as we know it is changing.
You guys don't even know me.
No.
Like, don't. Without.
Wait, do they?
No.
Wow. Okay.
Guys, I'm getting rid of the pink hair. I feel sick.
Kaylin is going back brunette tomorrow. And this comes with mixed emotions. Oh, I can't
take it off. It's so ugly.
This comes with mixed emotions because, yeah, the whole time we've done the pod, you've had pink hair. And that's actually really what started the whole pink thing.
Yeah.
Because we were like, it's such a fun pop of color.
We were like, you know, it might make us like stand out a little bit more, you know, just something. And like, that's why we have like, you know, pink to tie it all in because Maddie would have like a conniption if I had pink hair on the feed and we didn't have like, you know, pink.
Yeah. So we had to have like a flow effect of the colors. So
what are we going to do?
Otherwise I'd be there like twitching. Yeah, but now it's going to be brunette, which I'm so excited for. I think you're going to look 10 out of 10. Not that you don't already.
No,
you always do. But I feel like it's just going to be such a slay.
It's really weird how you get so attached to an identity.
Yeah.
I can't explain it.
Yeah, I wonder if you'll have like a bit of an identity crisis. Like you don't.
I think I will.
Yeah.
Not that I care. Like I'm so at peace with it. But it has been a journey. Like it's been a while that I've wanted to do this and it sounds so dramatic because it's just a hair color, but it really comes back to the pod. Like that's what it is. I'm like,
yeah,
what if people don't recognize us on TikTok because I don't have pink hair. Like, as if that ever matters.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. I will probably be like thanking you for it as well. Like,
look at this.
Yeah, because that's a scalp bleach, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every 6 weeks, I get bleach put onto my head. Here.
I'm honestly surprised that it's in such good condition.
For 3 years.
It's actually like
super. It's not great condition.
Like, shout out to your hairdresser. Like,
no, she's really good. I cut it, like, I think like 3 visits ago.
Yeah.
But that was my first cut. Like, that's, I always really just trim the ends. And everyone was like, you're going to have to cut your hair short.
Yeah, dude.
It took like 3 years to need to even do the big chop before it was like, it's falling out. But I'm ready.
You're actually going to go bald.
Every time I have a mental breakdown, I'm like, I'm dyeing my hair brown. Mm-hmm. But this time it wasn't even off the back of a breakdown. It was, I'm like,
just
I'm ready.
Felt like it was the right thing.
It was actually booked in before the billboard. Do you remember? It was like the day before, and I had to cancel it and stay pink because I freaked out because I was like, we can't have photos with the billboard with pink hair and brown hair.
I'm so excited. I'm actually so excited for you to send me that first photo.
I'm going back to pretty much my exact natural color. Like, that's the aim. Everyone says they're like, everyone just suits their natural color.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, I don't remember having my natural color anymore because I had a child's face when I looked like that. I feel like how you're born is probably going to suit your features.
It's probably just like your skin type as well, like your skin tone. I feel like that's suits best to the natural hair. But I mean, like, I dye my hair. We dye our hair.
We dye our hair. Bitch, I don't even know what my natural color looks like. And I'll be dyeing my hair to my natural color and maintaining it to make it look like my natural color till my natural color grows out, which will take like 3 years.
I think my natural color is like blonde, like / ginger.
Like binge.
It's, which I don't think I would ever like have my natural hair.
I think you'd suit it.
No.
Ginger's like in.
I really like, I mean, I like it on other people, but like for me, no, I think I'll always be a blonde.
You suit blonde.
Yeah.
But it's like same shade range. It's not like if you dyed your hair black, you'd be like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But I'm so, that color that you just showed me, I feel like it's going to be chef's kiss.
Okay, we'll see. I'm immensely nervous.
I'm
even
so excited. For
my boyfriend hasn't even seen me without pink hair. All his friends have only known with me with pink hair, but all my friends have known me with like every other color.
Does he know you're getting it done tomorrow?
Yeah, I had
Damn
to tell
it,
him.
Damn it, Caitlin.
No, I know. Someone, it got ruined.
Damn, that would have been so good if you just like were there when he got home.
I know. He heard me on a phone call to my hairdresser and he was like, Damn oh, it. So you're going? I was like.
Can you do like a decoy now? Would you say it's cancelled? It's been moved?
Ooh.
Like, she just called me. I can't get it done until Friday. And then he comes home and you're just there like, stunning.
Oh my god. Or I could be like, they ran out of he's a boy, like, so he won't know, but I could be like, they ran out of brown dye, like, I had to go back pink, you know, they didn't have the right colors, like, it's fine, I'll do it next month, because he probably like know where I am.
Does he check your location?
No, he doesn't.
He's gonna know where I am.
No, I mean, like, he'll probably call me, like, he calls me around like 1 p.m and I'll still be there and he'll hear the blow dryer, so I'm need like a little.
Okay, yeah, just be like, I got too nervous.
Yeah, I freaked out.
He'd
believe that because I've done that.
Okay, do that.
Yeah.
And then when he comes home, you should set the camera up or something.
I'm going to do that.
That's so fun.
It's not a lie. Imagine if you tell them the truth within like 2 hours.
No.
That's true, right?
Oh my god, it's a prank. You're allowed to lie for a prank.
Pranks aren't lies.
Pranks aren't lies.
It's all for the greater good. Exactly. Should we get spyware installed so we can have like reaction
I've been
from
saying this forever. We need spyware. You should definitely film his reaction.
What if he's like, starts crying? What he's if like, he's it's like, so ugly.
Oh,
I hate
it. I kind of miss the pink, hey? Like Tom's voice too, like, hey.
He's so like direct as well, like, that if he thought that, he would say it.
It's going to be great. I'm excited. I'm like more excited.
But do we have to change like, this is.
Do we have to change the branding? No.
Do we have to change our like thumbnail?
No.
Okay, good, because I can't be fucked in one
another. No, we probably should though at some point, actually. Yeah,
we've been slinging the same photos for like 3 years.
Lots on, guys. Lots on.
Freaking out.
In this tube. We're going to start a new segment on the pod, which I am very excited about.
Because
whenever these pop up on someone's story or TikTok, I love reading people's ins and outs of the week. And it's going to be very niche every week. Like, I want to know exactly what you're liking. Really specific, like those tacos.
Birria tacos in.
Birria tacos in.
Butter prawn in.
In, yes.
Cinnamon buns
like
in.
Love yourself. No, like that.
Okay, I'm just going to quickly change.
Needs to be very niche. So okay.
Fire them up, dog.
Get ready. Every week we're going to do our ins and outs. My ins are matcha.
Yeah, I've been on the matcha train.
Brown mascara.
Rando.
Loving it.
Are you wearing it right now?
No.
Shut up.
But I have been enjoying it, especially if you have green eyes or light eyes. Brown brings out the color.
Interesting. Yes. Because sometimes I feel like when I put black liner and
it's
black,
too intense.
It makes my eyes look like smaller.
Yes, because it's too, it's such a dark color. Right. And it can make them, yes.
Okay,
so brown brings it out. You should try it. It's really good.
Now with my new look.
I think YSL Lash Clash has a brown one now.
No, they do.
Yes.
Interesting.
I saw that on my TikTok. I have been influenced.
Have you ever seen like a funky grandma with blue mascara on? Or is that just like a niche Sunshine Coast experience?
I don't think so.
Okay. Don't worry. Scratch that. As my first in, hats.
Slay. I love a hat.
I had a hat on yesterday when I wrote that note. And I have a hat on today when I read this note. Cute. Thank you.
It's kind of giving Prada.
I stole it off Tom.
It's cute. Thank you. I really like it. It's cute.
It's actually giving Kangol. Not Prada, but I'll take
Kangol.
It's like a UK brand, but I thought it was Australian because it had a kangaroo on it. But it's really popular in the UK.
I would definitely say Australian.
Yeah, I think they're like appropriating Australian culture.
How rude.
Sorry, it's such a big claim. I'm joking. But it's, I think, a UK brand.
Yeah, okay.
I also have short natural nails as per Madison Woolley.
I completely agree.
I also have Uggs, which I'm so late to the party on. I think on our Christmas gift guide, we said put Uggs on there. And at the time, I still wasn't convinced enough to like actually make the purchase myself. I was like them, but not sure. And then Maddie was wearing slippers last week and I was like, I want to wear slippers, but I kind of want to wear them like semi outside. I want to really take this comfort up a notch. So I bought a pair of Uggs. They're like platform, pink, fluffy with like a back strap.
Very on brand.
Kind of objectively ugly, but also a slay. You know when
such
things are like ugly that they're a slay? Like I think all Uggs are ugly. Is that why they're called Uggs? Did I imagine that?
I don't know.
Imagine? It's creeping back out.
Did I imagine that? I don't know, but I know what you mean. Like they're not like necessarily a pretty shoe.
No, they're fugly. It's like Crocs, but like they're so fugly that it's like they're kind of cool.
Yeah.
Or am I just like independent on thinking that Uggs are
I don't know. Is everyone going to be like, Uggs are so cute? And we're just sitting here like they're
They're cute because they're ugly. Like it's a slipper.
I think you used the word fugly just then.
Yeah, except what I said. I'll say it again. They're fugly. I don't know if this is the Mandela effect or what, but I thought Uggs were called Uggs because they were ugly.
I don't know.
Maybe I've just been a bitch my whole life.
Yeah.
I also have, oh fuck, this one's a bit lame. I have treating yourself in the name of feeling good. And I mean, you know how people are like, you're never going to own a home. That's what I mean. I got to stop. You're never going to own a home if you buy a Starbucks every day or like, you shouldn't eat that muffin.
Avocado toast.
Yeah, avocado toast.
That was not directed at you, Mum.
Oh.
She always says that.
That is something that like all parents are on the avocado toast train.
Yeah.
While I think saving money is greatly important, don't beat yourself up for getting a fucking coffee in the morning if it makes you feel good. Like just cut back on your groceries or cut back on other things, but like punishing yourself over like a small expense.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Do what makes you happy.
Exactly. And that's not to sound like
blow all your money.
Yeah. I'm very cautious with how I spend my money, but I will always buy myself a coffee every day. If I want a coffee, I'll buy myself a coffee. But if I can't afford that, then I've like moved something in my budget. Like don't beat yourself up over little things.
Another one of my ins was reading. It's so lame, but I'm obsessed with books right now. I have been reading so much recently in my like grandma era right now.
What are you reading?
I just finished reading A Good Girl's Guide to Murder. Holly Jackson, such a slay. I love thrillers. I like only really read a thriller. Like I don't like I like a self-help book every now and then, but I like I want to know who killed who.
Sometimes self-help when it's the only content you consume can go the other way and make you just be like shut the fuck up.
See, I'll read like the both at once. Like I'll do the self-help, but like I won't sit there like and, you know, at the end of my work day, I'm not like, oh, my God, I want to pick up the 5 a.m. club.
Like, I want to keep working.
Like, yeah, like
fuck yeah.
I'm so excited to wake up and read, like, how to be a better person.
No. It's okay to do things for, like, just enjoyment sometimes.
Yeah,
Without an end result.
So reading's definitely on my in list. Also, Sunset Lamps.
Fucking love my Sunset Lamp.
I stopped using it for so long, and now I'm back and I'm obsessed again.
You know, I've had to purchase 3 sunset lamps.
You break them?
No. So the first one, my love of my life, that sunset lamp, it just one day didn't turn on.
Where'd you get it from? Amazon?
Obviously. I buy everything off Amazon. Mm. It's one of my faults.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had to slang that in the bin. Mm. Second sunset lamp I purchased when I was slightly under the influence. So I got one and I was like, wow, it's only $10. And then it came and it only went green.
So oh, no.
It was one day Amazon Prime. So returned that one. And then I had to order another one, which is now a really premium, great sunset lamp.
But does it look the same as mine? Have you seen the one on my story? It's like the yellow and then it goes orange.
Yeah, I can change colors though.
See, mine can't do that. See, I just got the yellow orange.
That's
one.
What I got with that shit green one.
It was the green color.
The green sucks.
Who wants green?
Not fucking me. That's why it's $10. I was like, what a bargain. I was so loose. I was like, I'm going to get that sunset lamp. It's going to arrive tonight while I'm out. And then I was like, it's not.
Green.
It was the wrong one.
I could get blue. I think blue would be quite calming.
Get the Wi-Fi one. You connect it to your phone. It's only like $10 more. Wow. And you can control and you can put it on different modes. So it like changes colors.
Ooh, disco.
You choose any color you want.
That's really cool.
And brightness.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, sunset lamps are in for us. Okay, outs. I think you'll enjoy this one. Unbooked phone calls.
Oh. I feel like I've called you like 3 times unscheduled today, this week.
Well.
I'm like, I feel like that's me.
That was not an attack. No, I just like,
I hate phone calls.
I hate phone calls. Something that I really appreciate that my mum and dad do actually is like they'll text me and they'll be like, hey Mads, like are you down to chat at like 4 p.m.
That is so kind.
I know. Like, and I really appreciate that. We don't really do that to each other.
I only call when I'm driving because I'm like, or if something's like the gossip's too fire to text.
Yeah.
Or
you have to call immediately.
Immediately calling. Or if I like can't articulate something properly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just don't want this to be misinterpreted. So I'll be like, here I am, goodbye.
I also have another girlfriend who lives back home and we'll always like, let's FaceTime at this time. And I'm like, I appreciate that because I'm ready.
Yeah.
I know what's happening. I'm not just caught off guard. Because most of the time if you call me and I don't answer, I will be looking at my phone.
Oh, every like, call is screened.
I'm watching it ring.
Yeah.
And then proceeding to text you. Hey, sorry, I missed this. What's up?
No, literally every message, it does pop up on my notifications.
Like we see it.
And then 3 weeks later, I will get to it when I'm ready.
Yeah.
It's just, I find, and I don't want this to come off as rude, but because I'm very self-aware, I have a problem with like communication.
Yeah.
Over the internet. I'm fine in real life, but it's like, I find it kind of rude when people like expect a response.
Immediately.
Or expect you to answer their call. I'm like, I wouldn't just walk into your house and be like, hello.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here, sit me down and talk to me. Like, sometimes you have things on and it's okay to be like,
Oh, you're just caught off guard. Like, maybe I'm in the shower and I can't answer your FaceTime.
And like, maybe it will take me 2 days to get back to your, just rando text because it's not important.
Yeah.
I'm like so passionate about this topic. I'm like, I think it's so rude when people get shitty that you don't reply to them.
Oh, yeah. Getting shitty if they don't reply, for sure. But I just feel like if you're going to call someone, especially FaceTime.
Oh, that's like.
Book it in.
FaceTime's
send
aggressive.
Send me a text.
I do this as well. I'm
send
like,
me
that's
a text.
So fucked. I do it every day.
That's different with us.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like.
Send me a text.
Just fucking text
Book it in and then I'll be prepared. Schedule it in.
When I need something.
Oh, when we need something.
Straight away.
It's a different story. If you don't answer on that first ring.
I'm adding you to my Google spreadsheet of people I no longer associate with.
On the dog list.
The dog list.
The dog. Who was on our dog list?
The cleaner from Mykonos.
The cleaner.
She started it. She
and
stole our
things. The person who stole your sneakers?
The person. It started in Europe, which is coming on to Europe season. So.
Wow. We should make another dog list from this trip.
Yeah, well, I'm not going, so fucking enjoy that.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, if everyone's wondering, you remember last year when Maddie went to Europe and I was like, yeah, next year I'm gonna come with you guys. I did independently go, but you know, and then this year's come around, I'm actually not going.
I would like to make it very clear that it's not because she wasn't invited.
No, go along with it.
We're having a fight. Okay, yeah.
Just kidding. I'm like, Maddie didn't invite me.
I'm like, sorry.
I was more than welcome on the trip. In fact, it's still not too late.
It's still not too late. You could literally book.
I know. I have a child on the way.
You do, actually. That's fair.
Yeah. No, I just decided to sit out on fun this year because I'm trying to save money. And does that make me a loser?
Yes.
It does. No, it does.
It does.
Does it create an internal battle?
Yes.
Yes.
Greatly.
Am I like, I'm 24, you should be having fun living your life? Yes, I am. But I'm also like, oh, you should focus on your career so you don't end up
that's also
broke
good,
by 30.
Honestly, I think it's a good call. Not really.
Well, you're going to have to take on for the team stupid. Again and get some good stories.
I will.
Because all I'll have is
I don't
like,
think I'm going to go as crazy as last time. That was
grow up. You didn't even go crazy last time. Remember you came back and you had no good updates?
Are you kidding? The yacht?
Okay, that was good.
The footballers? That was...
I don't think you spoke about the footballers.
Oh, did I not?
You just blurted them out.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know. Did you?
I think I did. Did you? Yeah. We went back to the football players.
Well, if you don't know, now you know.
Now you know. I had a great old time in Europe.
This is what we mean by things always end up coming out.
That was a sugar daddy. Did I mention that?
No. You told me specifically, I think, to not mention the sugar daddy.
Oh. Well, in Europe, there was a sugar daddy. Not for me.
No, for someone else.
For someone else.
On the trip.
On the trip.
Sorry. That's fine. Fucking do it anyway, that way you will.
There was lots on.
There was lots on. Some things I obviously couldn't share. You know what? Actually, I take it all back. I'm going to get wild this year. It's going to be fun.
Thank you.
Yes, I know. And like we have such a big group of girls in Mykonos this year again, which is where I feel like things get a little bit messy.
Maddie, you need to let loose because do you know what I'm going to come back with after those weeks? Like just pup dates. I'll be like, she's eating kibble now. I'm not going to have anything good to say.
Yeah, so true.
So
I'm excited for the pup dates though. That's going to be so fun.
Yeah, it will for sure.
Can you send me like, you know how like proud moms post like the first steps and stuff on Facebook?
That's like me already.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
In our group chat, all I send is like photos of her.
Okay, yeah, so out.
Oh my God, I just got so sidetracked. My out is the same as my outs every week. It's on Snapchat. It's Facebook statuses. Even, this might be kind of controversial, but those like little circle updates on Instagram, like, you know, those like little circles and you can make a status. God.
You know what? I am going to be proud when I go to the grave.
I've never made a circle update.
I have never once put a circle update.
What are they called? They're like little circle
updates. It's like a what's on your mind. It's like a status. Get rid of them. That's an immediate ick.
It's an ick.
What are you saying in there that's so important that we all have to read it?
I know, and
sorry, I'm very passionate.
Like, it's kind of cool, but I also am like, why? Why?
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
Yeah, no. I will never make one.
So, social media icks. I could make a whole list of things that are an ick on social media.
Oh, my God, so many.
Most of it I'd be getting from my past content.
Same.
Yeah, I'm like, I just go back through my old profile.
Truly.
Mm-hmm. One of my main social media icks, and I think this has been my number one social media ick since the day you could start making captions, which was probably day one, and it is this.
The face when you can see the waiter bringing your food. I freaking knew you were going to say that. I knew it.
That is like my least favorite thing on the internet. The look I give the waiter when I can see him bringing over my pasta, like the face I make while I'm waiting for fucking...
I definitely have made that several times.
And eating my body weight, about to eat my body weight.
Made that one too.
No, same. I've done all these things.
All of them.
That's why I'm qualified to say it's a disgusting ick.
I even think it's... I do this still to this day, but I give myself the ick when you share your post to your story.
Oh,
I've never said like new that. Post. I didn't say new post.
Or when they cover it with a circle.
That's embarrassing. But I'll share it to my story.
You're going to hell for this. I feel like this is like throwing stones from a glass house vibes.
Oh my God, no. I do this all the time.
Super self-aware.
I'm like, story, immediate ick to
you
myself.
You put like new post covering it. You're like... Whatever. No, we truly do that. Like, I literally shared a girl code post to our story the other day. It's totally fine. My other one is cheeky discount. Die.
Oh, I say cheeky all the time. I can't help it.
I've said it on an ad read before, and that's where the ick started, was because I was like, cheeky, why is it cheeky? Like, what's cheeky about a discount? It's just a discount. Like, nothing cheeky about
or
it.
Or what about, hey, guys, jumping on my stories.
Hey guys,
just wanted to quickly jump on my stories, but you
like,
know.
Just jumping on.
I have made a conscious effort. Like when I go to film, if I'm doing like a campaign or like an ad for a story or whatever, my first thing when I go to film it is, hey guys, just wanted to jump on. I'm like, where am I jumping?
Like no one's jumping anywhere.
There
I've got
is
a
no
cheeky
jumping.
Discount, Maddie10, my code down below.
Down.
It's the.
Okay, yes, no jumping. Just hello.
Just, hey, what happened to hello, how are you? I know.
Yeah.
Wow,
we could do X for so long.
I could do social media X forever.
We could make a full episode about social media X.
I want to make it so clear that we're so self-aware.
Oh, my God. Dude, I probably would do a story next week. Hey, guys, wanted to jump on to tell you about my cheeky discount.
I literally was, like, the queen of like-for-like statuses. Like, walking, talking,
yes.
Social media ick, like for a rating, like for a like.
How did you ever go back through like your old?
Yeah, I've cleared the a
people
lot
that
out.
Posted on your like wall.
Sometimes it still pops
hey,
up.
Hey, don't know you, but you seem like a heaps cool chick,
dude. Yes,
eight.
No, I saw one it wasn't the other day. It was probably a few months ago, and it popped up. It was like someone posted my timeline, and they rated me like a 7, and it like rocked. It rocked my world like 10 years later. I was like,
oh
you
my
fucking
God, a 7, dude. I would have been like.
I'll take it what I can get at 15.
I would be like a 7. That's so good.
That's so generous. No, I was like a 7. Literally, I saw it and I was like, that's so rude.
Yeah.
I mean, in hindsight, it's like above average. Like, did I should probably take what I can get.
I remember I'm thinking of one where like these two guys did it and like they did the video. Hey, and they like posted it on your wall.
No, the videos.
The video. Don't know you, but you seem like a heaps cool chick.
Yeah.
You seem pretty funny.
Oh, Bailey thinks you're pretty hot yeah. too. Yeah,
Bailey, get in here.
Oi, Kyle, turn down the music.
Kyle, yeah. Bring out the monster energy.
We're actually having a gather on Saturday. If you want to come, I'll inbox you the dates. Bring a goonie.
Bring a goonie.
That was so Australian. For our non-Australian listeners, I'll translate that. We are having a gathering on Saturday night. Bring some cast wine. Under $5.
Did you ever put the cast goonie? Why am I saying cast? Did you ever put the goonie on the
washing line?
Yeah.
Yeah, goonie spins? Yeah. Fuck it up. I always initiated the goonie spins. I was like, got the pegs. Who's ready? And again, for our non-Australian listeners. We have outdoor clothing lines in Australia. Apparently not that common in other countries. Like those big,
really?
You know those big clothing lines we have? Like the
Where
spinning ones?
Where do you dry
ones?
Your clothes?
Like I think they have like racks, but you know, like the big spinning ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Not common.
Wow.
Apparently. Correct me if I'm uncultured. So you'd get the spinning clothing line and you'd clip a bag casked wine, can't say that. Clip it up with pegs, and then you just like spin the thing around. And you hold on and you suck the wire while the thing's
green
spinning.
Green is disgusting. Like, it is so bad.
You know, green's leveled up. I was actually.
Really?
I haven't personally tasted any. But I was in the bottle shop the other day and I saw like really like bougie looking goon. I was like, that looks good. And there's, like, cast, like, cocktails now. I was like,
wow.
I'm gonna get back on the sack.
Oh, my God. What was that other sack that was so good? It wasn't the green one. It was, like, the...
Was it a Mishka sack?
Yes!
That was so good.
I loved the Mishka sack.
This is disgusting.
That was so good.
Should we get on the sack this weekend?
Oh, my God. We should actually... You know, we should... I just had the best party idea ever.
Talk to me.
Someone's birthday, we should have, like, a, like, teen... Australian party.
Oh my God, my birthday's in July. Should we have a gather?
We should have like a full gather.
We don't have a house.
You have to wear like denim short shorts and like a
super
like headband. And everyone has to have like cruises, body sacks, Mishka sacks, and a greenie.
Shut the fuck up.
And it's like all like theme from when we were like teenagers.
Like, oh my God.
Like
okay.
15-year-olds.
Should I hire, guys, welcome to the planning stage, for my 25th,
yes.
Let's cancel the lunch at Burt's.
Oh, no. Can we still do that?
Okay, fine.
Okay, cool.
We'll keep Burt's.
Perfect.
But the weekend before.
Yes.
Let's hire an Airbnb and make it like 15 again.
15 again.
Instead of 25.
What about 16 again? That's cuter.
Well, 15's like 15, 25. Like it's kind of
okay,
like
right, yeah.
a 10 year.
Okay, yeah.
15 again and dress code. I'll send out like Supreme mood board.
Yeah.
And then we'll make sure the Airbnb has a clothesline and I'll clip just goon sacks
green
all
sacks
around it.
Goon sacks on the clothesline. We have like the knee, like you know how you have
all the bracelets.
Bracelets. Even like, do you remember those like massive like necklaces with like the shell?
My God, the owl.
Yes, that
the
would come down.
And it would have like little segments. Yeah. You know, what's it called?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but
shut
I know what you mean.
Up.
Yeah,
and like maybe some neon body paint, like those like little stripes.
Yeah, cruises. Dye. Mishka bodies. I'm like, do you remember those big chunky boots? Did you ever have a pair of them?
I would have. I was such like a Winsor Smith girly. The black ones.
The black Winsor. Yep. I'm wearing them.
The Stompers.
I'm wearing the Stompers. No, oh, my God. I'm so excited.
I'm wearing the Winsor Smiths with the heels with the little tassel on the front.
Oh, my God. They were iconic.
Okay. Surely Depop will have all these vintage things. Yeah. Vintage. Yeah. It was like 10 years ago.
I would say
that's vintage.
I'm first vintage.
Oh, my God. That is so fun. We just really brainstormed.
Yeah.
We'll have like classy long lunch and then we'll have 15 again.
Yeah.
Maybe we can go from the long lunch. I'll hire an Airbnb.
Get changed. Near Burt.
Like in Newport.
That's funny as well because we can do changed. Like 25 now.
And then we go back to 15.
Classy lunch. We could like have a bottle of like champagne, go back, get changed, and now we're 15.
That is so fun. Everyone can sleep over there. So it's like.
Yeah. Boom.
Thank you all for sitting in on my birthday Boom. Planning meeting. I know the legal drinking age is 18, but like let's just like not lie to ourselves here.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I was getting so hammered at 15. Like probably more so than I am at 25. But what I will say is I remember waking up at that age hungover and like going about my life. Like
oh my God, yeah. There was like, you're fine.
Like a little maybe headache, not even enough to take an Advil. Like I used to hate taking Advil and stuff. Mm. So I'd just like go about my day, go to the beach, get some food and like be like, huh, a bit tired. Now it's like a 6-day turnaround time.
Yes.
It's a mental health chat. It's a call with like a therapist. It's yeah. like a full
It's like texting all your friends, hey, do you still like me? Like so, doing the rounds to make sure you like no one hates you, like anxiety. Oh
yeah, like I don't really remember what I said last night, but like I'm sorry if I upset you. Like
But also like we're not encouraging underage drinking. Like if you're not 18, don't drink.
I feel like, yeah, definitely.
Definitely don't That's drink. It's okay. Like. That sounded not like soon. Really. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I just like, I don't know. I don't know if that many people under 18 listen
no,
to
No, I
don't pod,
think, no, really. If you are under 18 and you're listening and you're getting ideas, don't.
Don't.
Stop it.
I think it's actually affected my brain health.
Totally. I have no memory. I've got the memory of a goldfish, okay? I don't even know. I can't even tell you what I did yesterday. I have serious issues.
So, yeah.
Probably from. What I did.
When Goonie spins.
Goonie spins.
You could probably, from the motion of spinning Dude, too much,
something,
it's like,
is it my prefrontal lobe? I don't know. Something's damaged.
I'm damaged.
Cool. So, no underage drinking. We're just sharing our experiences. But
this is like a really fun idea and I'm so excited no, me too. For it. That'll me be too. So good. Dilemma time. Ooh. Yeah. Hey, chicks.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
My friend since high school has invited me to a wedding, however, has not invited my partner of 6 years. Her reason being there's not enough numbers, which I thought was fair enough, and it must be a small wedding. I've recently found out she has invited one of my friend's partners to the wedding, and his partner doesn't even really know the bride or groom. Now I feel like it's more of a personal reason, and my boyfriend hasn't been invited, and I feel unsure if I want to attend the wedding. We aren't as close as we used to be, however, we still chat most weeks. The wedding is still a year away, so I can't say I've got other plans, nor do I want to ask again for my boyfriend to be invited, as he's obviously not wanted there. However, I feel awkward attending when other people's partners are invited. Any advice, please?
I think it's definitely a personal attack if other partners are invited who the bride isn't close with. If she was close with them, I could see more. I would get it more. But I would ask her.
I would.
I would ask her. I'd be like, hey, just, I heard that Stacey and Jimmy are invited. But I noticed that Stephen, my boyfriend, is not invited. Just wanted to ask if there was a reason why he's not invited, as I'd like love to bring my partner.
I've been the partner who wasn't invited quite recently. And that this isn't like a dig at the person. I don't know them. So it's fine. If I was a bride, sorry, and I was choosing, I think I would invite all my friends and their partners.
Yeah.
If it was just like a new fresh boyfriend, but if it was like they've been together for years or they're living mm-hmm. together, like mm-hmm. they're engaged,
yeah.
married,
yeah.
those kind of things, I feel like it's really rude to not invite them.
Yeah.
But I think if it was like a fresh boyfriend, like maybe a few months.
Yeah.
Like under a year.
Yeah, fresh boyfriend and she'd never met him, then I would get it.
Totally fine.
Yeah.
But I feel like, yeah, maybe just ask her. It probably is just numbers. Like, weddings are so expensive.
Oh, my God. I've got a friend who's planning her wedding right now, and it's just so expensive. She's having the exact same issue. She's like, I don't know who to invite.
No.
Like, I don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable. So it could just be that. The reason I'm saying I feel like it's a personal attack is because she's invited this other guy.
Yeah.
That, to me, is the weird thing.
Maybe she – what did she say?
She's like she invited this other boyfriend of someone who's not close with either of the bride or groom.
Right. So
which to me is like, that's weird.
Is she closer with that girl as a friend though? Do you know what I mean? Because
could be.
If she's better friends with that girl, then she's probably going to get priority and like, oh, I don't want to upset her. I'll let her bring her partner. But maybe if you guys aren't as close anymore, she's like, look, money wise.
Yeah.
I would maybe just ask.
But I would ask. And if she says, sorry, like really, like there's no numbers, I think you have to respect that.
It's also a wedding. It's
her wedding.
It's very expensive. It's to celebrate their love. I know when I plan a wedding, there's people that I won't be inviting because I'm not close to them. It's like when it's my dollar, I'm going to be like,
spending it wisely.
You know? Yeah. And I think I would invite all my best friends' boyfriends. But then if I had to like filter down the list to like mid-range friends that you feel like you have to invite, but you're not like besties with anymore, I would be like, a little bit less lenient in wanting to invite their partners because I'm like.
Yeah. And we've said this before on the pod, when it comes to weddings, you kind of just have to cop it on the chin a little bit because it's not your day. No. When your day comes, you can pick and choose who you want to invite. But I think at the end of the day, if she's like, hey, yeah, sorry, he still can't come. That's just how it is. You have to respect it.
Yeah.
Don't make a big deal out of it. Don't like ruin the friendship over it.
No.
Just respect it and say it sucks, but move on.
Yeah. Like it really, I feel like weddings, it's just not your time.
Yeah.
But you can bank it.
And you can bank it like, for sure. Okay, like, well, that was, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
I think, yeah, it probably just comes down to money, honestly. Yeah.
I've been really struggling with body confidence lately and I don't know what to do. I've tried working out, self-affirmations and new clothes, but nothing seems to work. The only time I actually feel confident is when I'm tan, which is silly and also hard to maintain. My partner consistently praises me and thinks I'm beautiful, but it's really hard when I myself don't see it. It's really sad.
That's relatable content.
I think most girls could definitely relate to that. And it's such a sad and shitty feeling when you feel like that.
I feel like, unfortunately, especially where we grew up in Australia, tanning culture, which is disgusting. I was going to say, like, sun tanning culture, not an advocate for, we hate. But that's, like, how we grow up. It's, like, the hot girls were tan and, like, this isn't true, but, like, that's how we're kind of made to feel. So I really understand that as, like, avid fake tanners for years.
Oh, my gosh,
we wouldn't miss a Thursday. Like, it was, like, kind of an addiction.
Reading that, I think we, you and I can both relate to that. Like, we would always have, like, two layers of tan on. Three layers of dark.
I remember even we would be stressed before our Europe trip because we didn't know how we were going to
tan.
Work in our tanning routine.
Yes.
Like,
and I wouldn't want to, I would wear like fully covered clothing if I wasn't tan. Like we've both, I get the pain. Like it's such a shitty feeling.
We've both weaned off the tan addiction though. I feel like we dropped it back to like a lighter shade.
Yeah.
And I think we're both less addicted to it now in a sense of like I can go out and not feel disgusting without a tan, which it sounds so weird to, it sounds so weird to say, but it's just we're speaking from our personal experience. So I don't know, but I look at people, for example, Alex Cooper, queen, she went to Milan Fashion Week and she's opened up about how she struggled the same way with tan. And she went fully pale, like natural skin, and she looked divine. Like,
stunning.
I was looking at her, I'm like, you look beautiful. Like, her hair with, like, not the tan. Her, like,
the hair with the tan.
No, with her, like, skin. She looked incredible.
So pretty.
And something I will flag, though, because as someone who suffers from patchiness, like, the reason I don't feel as comfortable with white skin isn't the color. For me, it's like I get like patchy, I get redness on my arms, I get like scaly legs, I've got like translucent white skin. So I feel very insecure because of that. But on TikTok, I saw this makeup artist and she was showing this body makeup. I can't remember the name. I'll put it somewhere if I find it on my TikTok. And it's for light skin. So you can, they make it for all different skin shades, but you put it on and it just evens out your skin tone.
Love that.
So we always obviously can do that with tan, but I was thinking about buying the lighter shade. So then when we go out with pale skin, we can put the body makeup on to cover the discoloration.
Yeah.
So you feel a bit more confident with your light.
Definitely.
You know, if that's what makes you feel uncomfortable, because that's what makes me feel insecure. Yeah.
I would say my advice is to start weaning off the tan. So maybe like get a lighter shade. Like that's what I think really worked for us. We didn't just stop cold turkey. Like we still both tan. I still tan to this day. But we use lighter shades and I think that has really helped us to be able to not feel as uncomfortable if we don't have a fresh tan on.
Definitely.
So maybe drop from the ultra dark to a dark and then a medium and then see how you go. Like, and you'll start to, I think your, the way you see yourself will start to adjust when you look in the mirror. Like, you'll be a bit more used to it and it won't be such a, oh my God.
Yeah.
What is my skin tone right now? So, also another one is check what type of content you're consuming online. Mm-hmm. Like, what influencers are you following? What people are you following? Maybe, like, spice it up a little bit. Follow, for instance,
Alex Cooper,
some girlies that rock the natural skin, pale skin. You know also who I've been loving is, this is so random, from Coachella, like, all the Blackpink girls.
Oh, the K-pop girlies.
They are all, like, pale queens, and they look stunning.
Also, what you said about checking who you're consuming.
Yeah.
Culture-wise,
yes,
we're in, like, bubbles.
Yes.
Our, like, Western, like,
Asian culture
vibe.
Is all, like, pale skin.
Yeah, and, like, those girls are so beautiful. Stunning. So hot.
Jenny, I'm obsessed with Jenny. I think she's so cute.
She's so cool. But that's exactly what we mean. Like, just shift who you're consuming.
Yeah.
Work out ways that you can, like,
cut back.
Because it's all up here.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be addicted to fake eyelashes too.
Yeah.
I would never.
Oh, my God, same.
I would never go out with fake eyelashes. I thought I looked so ugly without mascara on. Now I'm so used to seeing myself like that I don't care.
Yeah.
It's all up here. No one else sees you. Like, your boyfriend, he's telling you how beautiful you are.
And he's meaning, he's not just saying that to be nice. He genuinely believes that.
Because sometimes I also think, swap the shoes around. Imagine if your boyfriend came to you and he was like, I don't feel good. And you're like, you're so hot. And he's like, no, I need fake tan. You'd be like, no, you don't. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? So it's all in our head. I think, wean off. Unfollow the tanning addiction girlies. And
no shade to them.
That was us.
We've been there. But I think for your mental health, you need to unfollow.
Yeah. And, like, don't get it twisted. I'm probably going to put fake tan on before my hair appointment tomorrow.
Oh, definitely.
A lighter shade than I used to, for sure. But it's, like, it's not a bad thing, but it is when it's
impacting your mental health. Like, if you feel like if you don't have it on, you feel super uncomfortable.
No, fully. I used to, like, not even want to, like, take my clothes off if I didn't have tan on.
Oh my God,
I'd be like,
same. I wouldn't want to go anywhere. I'd wear, like, full layers.
Yeah. It's so sad.
Yeah.
Why is standing up against that? We're putting our foot down.
Yeah, putting our foot down.
Also, honestly, the body makeup thing, I think that is the way
into it. Like a glow. Like, I like the Fenty glow. That one's really good.
It's like a little glistening.
Yeah, a little
shine.
Not necessarily changing the deepness, the warmth of the skin tone.
Nice moisturization.
Yes.
Or even a couple, like, little light tanning drops in your moisturizer. Yeah. Just like a subtle, like,
a subtle glow.
Freshen up.
Yeah.
You can do it. No one will think any differently of you.
No.
Except for you. Because have you ever looked at someone and thought they look fucked because of their skin tone?
No.
I have never in my life.
You shouldn't be thinking that.
And if you have, stop listening to this podcast. We don't want you here.
Yeah. You should not be thinking that. And no one's thinking about that about you. So. Mm-mm. All right, everyone. That is it for this week's episode. We hope you guys have enjoyed it. It's been a very chatty, very random thought process episode. I didn't even know what we spoke about half the time. 15-year-old party, whatever. It's gonna be fun.
This was a brain dump, but
it was a brain dump.
You know,
I'm here for it.
Yeah, same.
It's like my favorite episodes when we just talk nonsense.
Also, we have a guest next week.
Oh, so yes, we have a guest.
You might miss us.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still there.
We're still there, but not really.
She's the star,
which I'm excited for that episode. I think it's gonna be really fun.
Me too. I feel like her takes can be kind of polarizing.
Yes.
So it's, we might not necessarily agree with everything, we might agree with everything, we don't know yet, but I feel like it's going to be a really interesting and
very
informative episode. Yeah. I'm very excited. I think she's, like, cool.
Yeah, me too.
I like her TikToks.
So stay tuned for that next week, everyone. Housekeeping, as usual, if you would like to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, it's all at Girl Code, the podcast. And if you would also like to download this episode, it really helps, and give us a review, only if it's 5-star, love you.
otherwise just
exit out, and we'll see you next Tuesday. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.